And now this is a dictation. For Carla, C-A-R-L-A, Mogg, M-O-G-G, February 6, 56. Address as a letter to Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, 953-5329. Dear Jamie, follow up for Mrs. Mogg. I saw her in the hospital in January. She likely has diabetic nephropathy with nephrotic syndrome. We did serology for alternative diagnosis being negative, specifically antinuclear antibody, complement levels were normal, testing for HIV, hepatitis B and C negative, testing for membranous nephropathy, serology was negative. Of course, another primary glomerulopathy like FSGS is always a consideration. I will favor diabetic nephropathy. In this opportunity comes a company with daughter and granddaughter. The last few weeks, severe nausea, vomiting in the morning, poor appetite, progressively worse. She looks shaky and some myoclonus. No reported bleeding. There was also question diarrhea. Again, no bleeding, no fever, no abdominal pain. She's feeling just very weak and tired. She has diffuse edema and asarca. No ulcers, no claudication, no smoking. Denies chest pain palpitation, denies purulent material hemoptysis. I review medications. Norvasc and HCTC was discontinued, presently on Losartan Metoprolol. For neuropathy, takes Nurantin, short long-acting insulin. Today, weight 214. Blood pressure was 210 over 106 on the right side. I see some myoclonus. She looks chronically ill, but no respiratory distress. Lungs are actually clear, no pleural effusion, no pericardial rap, no gross arrhythmia, there is obesity. Next paragraph, chemistries from March. Through Quest, Q-U-E-S-T. And this is the first time I'm seeing these labs. They were not available to me before. It shows elevated creatinine progressive, up to 3.34, representing a GFR-14. At that time, normal sodium, potassium, normal acid base, low albumin 3.2, corrected calcium normal, liver function test not elevated, anemia 9.2, elevated white cell count, predominance of neutrophils, normal platelets, normal B12 folic acid, when she was in the hospital, there was no urinary obstruction or, urinary retention or kidney obstruction. There was heavy proteinuria in the protein creatinine ratio, no major blood. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has likely diabetic nephropathy with nephrotic syndrome with negative serology for alternative primary glomerulopathies without evidence of obstruction. Appears to have an acute component and appears to have uremic symptoms. Uncontrolled hypertension with diffuse edema and nasarca. I ask her to be admitted to the hospital to adjust medications and provide appropriate treatment, as well as blood pressure control. She was not happy about that. I convinced her to do blood tests today and make decisions with that on the next few hours. I was called later on that when she was here in the office building on the lab station, she developed decreased mental status with some kind of tonic, maybe clonic movement, was brought to the emergency room. I got this chance to exchange ideas with the doctor. She was hypoglycemic. Despite blood pressure being running high, given her poor oral intake and the frequent vomiting, diarrhea, and the high lactic acidosis 11, likely from hypovolemia, we decided for saline infusion to be transferred to ALMA, where we can provide appropriate treatment. No immediate indication for dialysis tonight, as we are going to try to adjust medications, hydrate her, and correct metabolic abnormalities before making a decision. All issues were discussed at length with the patient and family members. This was a prolonged visit. End of dictation.